timeout on WAKG.
NASCAR icon Kyle Busch, a two-time Cup Series champion who won more races across the sport's three national series than any other driver in history, has died at the age of 41, according to an announcement from NASCAR on Thursday. Our motorsports correspondent Barry Richmond has more.
Las Vegas native Kyle Busch died Thursday evening. Described as a rare talent, he graced us with his customary bow at his final win this past weekend at Dover in the Craftsman Truck Series race. With this win, he commented that you never know when it will be your last. Kyle Busch won two Cup Series championships, his first in 2015 and the other in 2019. 63 Cup victories, ranking him ninth, 395 top tens, and 234 victories over NASCAR's top three national series, more than any driver in history. With those 234 victories, Kyle played down the comparisons to Richard Petty's 200 wins, all of which Petty's came in the Cup Series. I talked with Kyle many times over his 23 years in the Cup Series. Kyle leaves a legacy of success driven by passion for this sport and fueled by a one-of-a-kind personality. Kyle Busch was 41 years old.
Thank you, Barry. Now we move to college baseball, where UVA's ACC tournament run came to an end yesterday as the Cavaliers fell to Georgia Tech 16-10. Miami beat Boston College 8-2 yesterday. Virginia Tech will play North Carolina later this morning. In the NFL, Matt Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams have agreed to a one-year $55 million extension. Stafford is now under contract through the 2027 season. In the NBA playoffs, Josh Hart scored a playoff career-high 26 points. Jalen Brunson had 19 points with 14 assists. And the New York Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 109-93. The Knicks take a 2-0 series lead in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference Finals. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens pounced on four first-period goals on a slow-start in Carolina, coming off the longest postseason break in more than a century, and beat the Hurricanes 6-2 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. In Major League Baseball, Bo Bichette hit a two-run single. David Peterson earned his first victory as a starter this season, and the New York Mets beat the Washington Nationals 2-1 yesterday to earn a four-game series split. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens pounced on four first-period goals on a slow start in Carolina, coming off the longest postseason break in more than a century, and beat the Hurricanes 6-2 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. George Springer homered, Vlad Guerrero Jr. reached base three times, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 2-0 to split a four-game series. Michael Harris opened and closed the night the same way for the Atlanta Braves, hitting a home run in the first and the ninth inning as they beat the Miami Marlins 9-3. And that's a look at sports on WAKG.